A lot of people collect things, and in Paul Sherman's family, that thing is campaign memorabilia. But the political bumper stickers, t-shirts, signs, and buttons of 2016 were different from years past. Paul Sherman's new book is called Look Away, documenting crude and sexist items from the Trump campaign trail. It includes several pictures from rallies in Georgia. We recently caught up with three members of the Sherman family.
Hi, my name is Paul Sherman, and I live in Washington, D.C. Ever since I've been a kid, starting when I was 10, 11 years old, my father and I would go out on election nights and pick up signs at polling booths, go to campaign headquarters and get buttons. And it's something now I'm almost 50, something I've been doing now for close to 40 years. And I have an 8 and a 10-year-old daughter. And they actually are starting their own campaign collecting, father following in their grandfather and then their father's tradition.
My name is Lila Sherman. I live in Washington, D.C., and I am 8. One of my favorites in my collection is it's Soccer Players for Hillary, because I'm a soccer player. For my dad's collection, I like one that's at my grandfather's house. It's a little elephant.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Nora Sherman, and I'm 10. So, I have, like, maybe 60 buttons. I don't know. I'm just kind of guessing.
And I've got thousands and thousands of buttons and bumper stickers and signs. You name it. If it's sort of political, I've got it. For political memorabilia, it goes back to the very founding of our country. In the first inauguration with George Washington, people sewed on GW buttons onto their coats. During Jimmy Carter's years, there was just a tremendous amount of campaign buttons. And a big grin or peanuts or Ronald Reagan wearing a cowboy hat or Obama with hope or I Like Ike or the teddy bear for Teddy Roosevelt. And what I noticed this past election was something very different with the Trump material. Just blatant sexist words, the worst words that you could imagine were printed on signs, sold on buttons, and you would see these vendors with, bags and bags of these buttons. It wasn't just kind of one or two off in the corner, and it was at rally after rally. You know, it was striking. Here I would come back and they'd say, hey, what did you get? And at any other rally, I could show them, hey, I got this from a Rubio rally, or I got this from a Sanders rally or a Clinton rally. But for the Trump stuff, I would often have to hide it. I would put it on a top shelf. I would put it in a drawer and try to shield it from them. And at times, sometimes I would have them in my office and they would come up and I would literally say, look away, don't look at this stuff. The final weekend before the election, I took my 9-year-old daughter to both a Trump rally and a Tim Kaine Biden rally. The Trump rally was in Leesburg, Virginia. As we were leaving, I saw a vendor right on the very edge of this 4-H County Fairgrounds, holding up a shirt and selling a shirt that said Trump, grab him by the, and it spelled it out. And I had never seen that before. And I thought, where are we? That, a day before we're going to the election, we're at a 4-H County Fairground in Leesburg, Virginia, with one of the national presidential candidates just having finished his speech. And they're selling shirts that say, Trump, grab him by the, And it just kind of struck me, something's broken. This is just not right. I actually shielded that from my daughter. She didn't see it.
I want to be the president.
I want to have a big collection like my dad, and my collection has, my collection doesn't have that many bad words, so they're more like a friendly collection with just like pictures, and it goes back pretty far, so.
That's 8-year-old Lila Sherman. You also heard 10-year-old Nora Sherman and their father, Paul Sherman. He just published a book documenting sexist and crude items from the 2016 presidential campaign. It's called Look Away and features photos from Georgia. That piece was produced by GPB's Emily Curitan.